An uncertain future looms over renters in Australia as the protections granted during COVID-19 will soon come to an end in most states and territories. People who rent their homes have been some of the hardest hit by the pandemic, and with JobSeeker and JobKeeper payments being flagged to reduce in the near future, tenants are worried that support will disappear before the need for it does. Today, the National Association of Tenants Organisations, in collaboration with 70 organisations and academics across the country, are submitting an open letter to National Cabinet asking for greater support for renters. The Wire's Soph Landau has more.
Recognising the impact of COVID-19 on renters around the country, states and territories rolled out a number of initiatives aimed at helping landlords and tenants. But concerns for what happens when these measures are lifted are beginning to rise. Leo Patterson-Ross is the spokesperson from the National Association of Tenants Organisations. He says that experiences of renters have varied due to the different systems put in place across Australia.
Some people got support and are doing fine, but a lot of people are still very scared and very worried about what's going to happen in their future. Tasmania really led with a proper eviction moratorium that meant no one was being evicted during the health crisis. But really, most other states did some kind of negotiation-based framework aimed at setting the rent, but really the evictions were often still on the table. People really wanted to know that governments had their back during this crisis. They needed support. And for quite a while, before the eviction moratorium was announced by National Cabinet, people were very worried that they were really going to be left behind. When the eviction moratorium was announced, there was a real sense of relief that something was happening, that they were going to be supported. But as the reality of that rolled out, people really often went back to feeling unsupported, that they were worried that the debt that was accruing was going to follow them around for years and that they might well lose their home.
Leo says continuous support that prevents renters going into debt is vital.
Evictions are an expensive proposition and can affect your ability to get housed for years, as well as the dollars that you have to spend on moving and also the rent arrears debt. So we do need to see direct financial support for renters to make sure that they're okay. And that may also mean supporting landlords to ensure that the properties are still livable and that they can maintain the property and not have it foreclosed by the bank, because that will have an impact on tenants as well. So we need to see a real strategy here from government that addresses all the different ways this can negatively impact people.
Protections for renters are expected to come to an end in most parts of the country around September and October this year. The National Association of Tenants Organisations, along with 70 organisations and academics around Australia, are today submitting an open letter to National Cabinet, calling for measures which support renters beyond temporary COVID-19 relief. Joel Dignam is the founder and executive director of Better Renting. He explains the measures that the open letter aims to address.
So the first measure is around the eviction moratorium. This is stopping renters who might get into debt from being kicked out of their home. Unfortunately, not all jurisdictions have actually done this, and a lot of them have made it very limited. So we think this needs to go a bit further and also stop tenants being evicted, possibly for other reasons that a landlord could fraudulently use to kick someone out who's in debt. And there's a couple of other measures we're talking about. A really important one is a requirement for binding arbitration, where landlords will not negotiate around a rent reduction. So this is available in places like Victoria and Queensland. But if you're not lucky enough to live there, if your landlord says, no, we won't give you a rent reduction, you don't really have anywhere to turn to. And it's these people who are often getting into debt or having to skip meals just so they can keep paying the full rent.
Going forward, Joel says that changes to rent relief and job seeker and job keeper payments will pose the biggest threat.
We saw a band-aid approach 3 months ago with the eviction bans, which certainly has made some positive difference. The concern now is that those bans are beginning to lift in different jurisdictions, whereas they probably should actually be extended. A lot of people are still out of work, still struggling. But the biggest concern is what happens in September if the federal government goes through with cutting JobSeeker. We know a lot of renters who haven't got rent reductions in particular, they're just scraping by because JobSeeker was expanded to a level above the poverty line so that you can pay your rent and still have enough left over to feed your family. If JobSeeker gets cut, it's quite frightening to think about the situation these renters will be in. These people could end up couch surfing, sleeping in their car. It's obviously a a concern while there's still coronavirus in the community, it's also a huge impact on the well-being for those people. And as a community, we've rallied together, and it's been quite amazing to see the mutual support that's got us through some of the scariest times of this crisis. But for renters, the crisis isn't over.
Joel Dignam, founder and executive director of Better Renting, ending that report from The Wire's Sophie Landau.